me. There we go. Because you see, all of our interviews and talk shows we post on the website, WABF1480.com. So if you miss part of it or miss it all or want to tell a friend to listen, you can tune in to it later at WABF1480.com. And now we welcome Pam Hunter with the Baller Dream Foundation. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Tell us what is, for those that don't know, what is the Baller Dream Foundation?
All right. Our mission is to uplift the spirits of children and young adults who are battling cancer. And how we do this is it's very interesting and very unique because we form these very strong relationships with what we call our ballers in this area. These are the young people that are battling cancer, and we call them ballers because we want to refer to them as someone that is doing well and living well and is fighting so well for their in their battle with cancer. It uplifts their spirits rather than calling them patients. We work with our local hospital here, USA Children's and Women's Hospital, ever in Mobile, and they refer ballers to us that we celebrate in many, many different ways. And sometimes we will give an amazing gift to them, like a room makeover or some kind of technology package, Apple, but it's all based on something that they especially have given us a clue that they have wanted, or something that we know that will make a unique difference in their life. We also, in this particular case, what we're doing this week is we're going to be helping the hospital put together activities for the ballers that come in for their treatment. You know, these ballers will come in sometimes for 3 to several years worth of treatments, chemotherapy and other things that they're doing through the hospital. And we try to provide some unique things for them to do, activities and games. And so they make their stay there much more easier and, again, uplifts their spirits there while they're having these treatments.
And I have had you and the founder in before, who was a young cancer patient, Frank
de Blasi, yes.
De Blasi.
Yes.
And it was his idea to come up with this foundation because it's... you're kind of in the middle. It's not a, as far as looking for support and needing support from the community, that age group of the,
yes,
the young people and the youth.
Yes. I mean, I'm also a cancer survivor. Mine, about a year ago, I had my surgery. Frank was 13 years ago when he started the foundation. And he started it in New York, and then he has since moved over to Arizona, and he's expanded it from New York to New Jersey to Arizona, Nevada, and now Lower Alabama, which is really a treat for us to be the first chapter of this organization in the whole Southeast. And I was hired back in December to take charge of this organization and focus on the Central Gulf Coast area. So what we're doing here with our fundraising is staying in our area and supporting our ballers in the Central Gulf Coast.
It's almost like Make-A-Wish, but more, because you're going to give them mm-hmm. gifts or things that they wish for, but you start with the whole family and patient or baller support.
We do. Let me just give you an example. Okay, the hospital, we reach out to the hospital and say, we want to celebrate a baller at one of our special events. Can you give us a recommendation? They give us a recommendation. And then Frank, the founder, will meet with this baller 3 or 4 times. We're talking in person, either at the hospital or at their home. He gets to know the family. He gets to know the baller on a very, very personal basis. Through his interviews with them, he finds out their likes and different cute things about what the baller is about. And then he makes a determination based on his interviews, hey, maybe this baller would like to go to a ball game somewhere, or they would like some kind of a tech gift like a PlayStation or something. So he makes that come true. Now, the difference there is Frank actually stays, and we stay in touch with the ballers for their entire treatment. And actually, he has every baller that he's been involved with, which is over 100. He has actually them on his telephone. They text back and forth continuously. He keeps up with them, so it's a long-term relationship. We really, really care, we're small enough that we can have that one-on-one kind of contact with our ballers and their families.
So the fundraiser that is tomorrow night in Fairhope will help those patients or ballers, but it's also to raise money for the activity room at the USA Children and Women's Hospital.
Right. What we love to do is have things for them during, like I said, their treatment, and things like Lego building sessions, making slime, art activities, also things that are really needed over there are things like gas cards, because the families are having to go back and forth. Most of this is not they're going into the hospital, but it's an outpatient type treatment.
Right, right.
So they're traveling for miles to go back and forth for these treatments, and gas cards are really well needed by the families, even food gift cards to the surrounding restaurants. Mm-hmm. So they can get away from the hospital and go grab some food and bring it back. They're not always having to eat hospital food. So that's what we're planning to do for this event. It's something that is very needed over at the hospital, mm-hmm. and that's how we want to use our funds from this particular fundraiser.
It's called An Evening Under the Stars tomorrow night, June 23rd at Little Point Clear. Tell us about it.
Oh, wow. It's going to be really fun. We have Roman Street playing that night. It's going to be wonderful. They're playing from starting around 7:15 to 9:15. The event starts at 6. We have wonderful food provided by Guido's. We even have some specialty cocktails that are being made from our sponsor Tito's, also other beverages there. We will have just a great night. Just the venue is really special if you've not been to Little Point Clear before, but it's a very special venue. It's close to the Grand Hotel for those who may not know exactly where they're located. So it's just going to be a wonderful night. We're getting close to our capacity right now. I probably have a few more tickets available, but please reach out to me. You can go on our website, ballerdream.org, or you can also contact me, and that's 251-454-0812.
454-0812.
And I can help you register you for the event.
Okay, and the website again is baller, B-A-L-L-E-R, ballerdream.org. And so you're going to have live music, special food and treats. Will you have any of the cancer patients or ballers there?
Yes. Yes, we have. We will have two special ballers there, which we have honored previously, and kind of catch up with what's been going on in their life, and then it's so wonderful because you can see what we're doing here locally and what we're in this event. Again, the money we raise is going to go stay here locally, and that's very important for people to understand.
Right.
We're focused here. It's not, the money's not going outside our area. It's staying here. So it's you don't realize how many. It's a shame, but there's probably about 40 children at one time that are from our area that are being treated for cancer at that hospital.
And at the USA Children and Women's in Mobile?
Yes, 40, about 40.
Wow. Mm.
So, that's sad. We'd love to see that number be zero, that we wouldn't have any area children, that have to battle this cancer. So, you know, I hope people will come out and support us. And if they can't come out, you know, there's just go online. We have a way you can donate money, just earmark that you want to do it for this cause. Or if you want to volunteer with me, that would be wonderful, because we are hoping that we'll soon be able to get back into the hospital and also donate our time and be with the ballers during their treatment and do some of these fun activities with them. So if that's something that you like to do, that's such a wonderful gift for people to give their time as well.
Okay. It sounds lovely, and it's tomorrow night and evening under the stars at Little Point Clear on Scenic 98 in Fairhope, featuring the band Roman Street, which is always very special. And for more information, ballerdream.org, as well as your phone number again.
251-454-0812.
454-0812.
Or you can send me an email direct, and that's pam@ballerdream.org.
pam@ballerdream.org. What about some families, or are there, one might have an aunt of a young cancer patient listening, if they would like your services, if mm-hmm. someone would like to reach out and say, help, would you mind uplifting my child,
yes,
or my nephew?
Yes, please do.
They could also look yes. to you for that.
Yes, and let me, when we were talking about the age that we focus on, it's basically from birth to up to 25.
Okay.
And that's a segment that that really the older, the young adults segment is something we've done in other markets, and that's something that I want to reach out to people, because that's not necessarily going to be a baller we will be referred to from the hospital because of their age. So yes, please let us know if you're living in the Central Gulf Coast area. We're here to service that area.
Because
so
the founder Frank mm-hmm. was a cancer patient as a young adult,
he
right?
was, yes,
and I think he found there was maybe a void.
Oh, it's definitely
like children got attention, of course, but the young adult was kind of in between.
Well, and that's true. While he was being in treatment, he saw that there was in many cases there was a lack of the support, and there was we're not blaming the families or anything. It's just, it's hard, you know, if you're working and, you know, you have to, you're have to have these expenses. People don't realize insurance doesn't cover everything when you're ill with cancer, and he saw he had a great support network, his family, his friends, but it's not always the case for everyone. So that's why he was driven to start this foundation.
Mm-hmm. He saw others that needed some maybe some attention, some compassion, and perhaps some financial assistance as
yes.
well.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, we've gone beyond just the gift of sending somebody on a trip. We've done things like provided automobile assistance, because they had to have transportation to go mm-hmm. to work or to go get their treatments. We've had, you know, again, the situations like the, you know, working with gas cards and meal cards mm-hmm. and education assistance, helping people find jobs. I mean, we're very, very, I guess I would say we're very flexible in what we do. When we see a need, we try to see if we can make it happen. And meet that need, and
it's, whatever it may be,
it could, yes.
Okay,
and we're
right.
very. That's what I really want to let people know, is if we can't find it, we might know another agency that we work together with other mm-hmm. charity foundations as well, and they work with us. So we kind of, you know, refer back and forth. I know who you should talk to, this
right.
this agency,
right.
not necessarily that something we do, but this one does. So
okay.
yeah.
Well, it sounds lovely. I'm sorry Frank couldn't be with us. Will he be in town for the event?
Oh, he is. He's,
good,
he's
good,
here.
Good.
He will be here, and in fact, I'm meeting him later today. He came in last night late, but he had an appointment this morning. But yes, he's here about every 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
So you can see that commitment is a major commitment to our area. So when a founder can come here, we go out and speak to civic organizations and spreading our mission. And it's, we've been doing this now. I've introduced Frank probably to several hundred people in the community already, and the first, and since the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. And this is your third event, second or third?
Third event in 3 months.
Wow.
And I mean, this is during COVID, right?
Busy, busy.
Very, very busy, but it's been rewarding, and we've had such a great support from the community so far.
So everyone, please go to ballerdream.org, ballerdream.org, to learn more about the Baller Dream Foundation. You can also see the information and the link on the WABF Radio Facebook page, and that phone number one more time.
It's 251-454-0812.
Very good. 454-0812 for Miss Pam Hunter. Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome.
Give Frank our best, and I know it will be a lovely evening.
It definitely will. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And